And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here. Right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, we have Bob Dawson, travel insurance expert and all-around knowledgeable guy when it comes to insuring your boat or your travel or whatever. And we're having a great show. Lots of great texts. Lots of great calls. Really informative.
This has been awesome. Yeah, a really good show and so much fun information. There's so many questions regarding it, and I think all of us are pent up from a year of probably not doing as much traveling around and fishing as we'd like to have from last year, and everybody's ready to go.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I know I am, and I know you sure are, Pete. And if you want to get in and have a question for Bob, we want to hear from you. Join us in the second hour. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is our number, or send us a text. The Let's Talk Hookup app is the only way to do it. Again, it is a one-way system, so unfortunately we're not able to reply, so make sure to just let us know your name and where you're shooting your text off from, and we'd love to read your question on the air. Hey, and everybody that calls today is going to be eligible to win a killer prize. If you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, we're sending someone fishing on a full-day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing at the end of today's show. It's going to be a great, great time.
Indeed. All right, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris is on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning? Good, I hope.
Hey, we're doing great. We have Bob in house. I mean, how could we not be doing great, right?
Hi. Good morning, Bob. Well,
morning.
I just wanted to give you a little report on the RP there at Hurricane Bank. They had an awesome day of wahoo fishing near limits. I believe they had 103 in one day. And then a guy named Rick Allen on the kite caught a 308.
Oh, wow.
Sweet.
No way.
Now, are you ready for the real plug?
How is that not the real plug?
Well, the next day, he walks up to the bait tank, and there's a puffer in the hand well. And he says to Roy, can I use this? And he did. And on deck yesterday was a 397.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
Same guy?
Wow.
Same guy.
Holy mackerel.
Now, that's a trip.
John Yamani must be going out of his skin.
Well, I think there was five more over 200 and 150s.
Jeez.
He had a pretty good day yesterday. The day before was slow, but
397.
Two over three by one guy.
I want to know what a 397.
One guy, two fish, over 700 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Gosh.
Yeah. Watch. Sean at Fisherman's Processing better be ready for sure.
Sharpen those knives.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, how is our buddy John Yamani doing on the trip?
You know, I asked if he'd got a big one, and he said not yet, but don't worry about John Yamani.
Yeah,
if anybody's
going to
get his share, he will. He's
I imagine he's catching a couple of wahoo.
I guarantee you he's caught his share.
So, well, that sounds great.
He's doing well.
So what's next for the Royal Polaris after this one, Frank?
Royal Polaris goes out of the water, gets a little facelift, and gets some work done, and we'll be back operating a three-day trip May 28th. I could mention that there's a day-and-a-half trip early June that I know I'm going to go on, and it's wide open, got lots of openings.
What?
And I think there's one other day-and-a-half trip in early June that has lots of openings, so...
Wow.
Anybody interested, they might look at that because it should be excellent bluefin and whatever.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Shogun has some openings on day-and-a-half trips, and he's leaving tonight on a three-day, if I remember right. He's leaving tonight on, and Polaris Supreme is leaving tonight, so hopefully
looks like,
we'll get going on this bluefin again.
Yeah, and after a few days of blow, it looks like this week of weather looks pretty decent, right?
Yep, it's definitely a lot better, that's for sure. So
yeah.
We'll see what happens, Pete, but I think it's going to get rolling pretty quick. It sure started to, that's for sure. As you know, Aliar had limits there last week on one trip. I believe it got in on Tuesday morning. He had limits, and he had a good night, good in the flat falls in the evening. Anyhow, everything's going well. Let's hope for the best, okay?
That's
yeah,
great.
Hey, Frank, what do you make of this all this anchovy now in the receiver at Everingham Brothers? What do you think?
Wait a minute. What do I make of what now?
Anchovy in the receivers. It's been a while.
That's going to happen. That's they've been predicting that we're eventually going to go back to anchovies, but I don't quite believe that yet. They think that the anchovy is going to overtake the sardine again, but if it does, it's going to be a real sale on new type of tackle, lighter rods, and something that people can cast an anchovy. And I think they'll have to have we're going to have some serious classes going on how to throw an anchovy over.
Yeah, I remember when we first started the show, 1991. It's going to be 30 years in September. You used to come on the show talking about casting a clothespin in your backyard, right? That's the anchovy.
Yep. Well, the real answer was breaking the clothespin in half and only throwing half of it. That's what.
Yeah. You know, you remember those days, right, Bob?
I do.
Yeah.
I'm glad I know.
I remember fishing Toyon Bay for bluefin tuna over at Catalina with a little pen 25 and trying to cast an anchovy, and if you didn't learn how to cast an anchovy well, you just didn't get a bite. Okay.
Wow. Well, you know,
cool,
it could happen,
yeah.
But let's we're thankful for sardine right now, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Get ready. But sounds great, Frank.
All right, you guys, take care. Have a wonderful day.
All right.
Thanks,
appreciate
awesome.
The report. Boy, how would you like to be on the RP right now? 2 over 3 by the same guy on the same day.
One of them was a 397. I mean, that's unbelievable.
400-pounder.
Yeah, that's in the top 10 biggest tuna ever caught.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, period. That's crazy.
Unreal.
How cool. That's exciting.
Good stuff.
I can't wait to see that thing when the boat backs back.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
That's cool.
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Tom. Tom's calling us from University City this morning. Tom, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Tom?
Hey, I had a question about water temperature. All this insurance talk is fascinating, but I got fishing on my mind. So,
all right.
I was wondering, I've been watching the water temperatures in La Jolla. I surf, and it looks like we're stabilizing at around 62 or 63. So I was wondering, part A, when do the calico bass start biting? What's the temperature there? And then I was also wondering, kind of in the – for the yellowfin tuna, as they're swimming north, what's the water temperature where they'll arrive at the border? What water temperature should I be looking for outside the Coronados to expect yellowfin up that far?
I would say that it's just less black and white than that, Tom. You know, in 63-degree water is plenty warm enough to provide good calico bass fishing. What you look for this time of year is stability in the conditions, and then, you know, and then the other factors that go with it. You know, it's not just a black or white light switch thing that when the water hits, you know, with that said, as a blanket statement, 65 is like a pretty magical number for, you know, our local kelp beds. But 63 is plenty good enough water to have good calico bass fishing. What you need or want is steady conditions where it's that temperature for a while and you don't have, you know, 2 days of it and then the wind blow across it and then drop it back down to 59 and then it comes back up to 63 and then it goes back down, you know. So good water temperature mixed with good current flowing into the beach, mixed with stability, that's more what triggers it, you know, the quote-unquote better fishing,
right,
than the not.
You always hear
what
Mark Wish talking about conditions,
mm-hmm,
right? And he talks about Catalina conditions. You know, he mentioned yesterday 62, 63 to Guadalupe, ideal conditions for sea bass and yellowtail fishing. But if that current isn't right,
totally,
it's not going to happen. So you have to have all these conditions lined up. And the same thing will with the Coronado Islands. You have that the cleaner water, the current going in down and in. You know, if that south wind is not blowing.
Totally. Boat traffic. factor.
Boat traffic. So, but if that current starts heading the other way, and the day before they caught 100, they're going to probably catch 5 the next day, right? It could happen.
We just watched it happen.
Yeah.
And that was the scenario you just described was exactly what happened this week. In terms of the yellowfin tuna, it's the same thing. I mean, you'll see, you know, we'll see yellowfin tuna in the high 60-degree water temperature, no problem. But it takes clean water. It takes presence of bait. It takes, you know, upwellings. It's just... It is more than just a water temperature thing. It's certainly one of the factors, but it's not the light switch factor.
Yeah. I love the abundance of both anchovy and sardine right now.
Big time. Big time.
It's going to be a great
Yeah. Feed is,
oh,
you know,
my goodness.
That is it. You know, that fish will get in here and it'll be happy and settled around and having, you know, having the grocery store in our backyard.
Yeah.
That's the best thing we have going
oh,
for
boy.
Us.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to get a load of anchovy from Everingham Brothers and go out to the kelp beds, man.
It's amazing what that does. When you can anchor up on a kelp line and you do have a little bit of that good condition, stable water and current flowing into the beach, and you just sprinkle a little bit of that chove around, it is a different atmosphere
yeah.
with it than it is without it.
Oh, yeah. We're ready.
I'm pumped.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Good text here. Interesting scenario because a lot of people have bought vacation homes recently, right? And so Dave in Granada Hills says he buys an annual policy through Dawson, and am I covered when I go to my vacation home, which is 300 miles from my home?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he's over 100 miles from home.
Okay.
He's covered.
Even though it's his own home.
Right.
Even though he owns the home, it's not his primary residence.
Yeah, it's a secondary residence, and it's over 100 miles away from his primary residence.
Okay.
Cool.
Good.
Kind of along those same lines, similar but different question from our buddy Dave Rohde in Poway. Good morning, guys. Bob, I already have an annual policy. Do I need to notify you if I add trips that are already scheduled?
Good question.
Yeah, and no, you don't. On an annual plan, you go on as many trips as you want. What I always recommend, because you're going to need to prove this, is save your receipts. And if you have to cancel a trip, they're just not going to take your word for it. They go, okay, show us proof.
Sure.
You know, front and back copy of your check or the credit card statement, and then we can reimburse you. It's the same thing with canceling for an illness. You need to have your doctor fill out the report that's on the claim form and sign it, mm-hmm. and then you're good to go. But it's kind of like any insurance claim. If you had a theft and somebody stole all your fishing rods, you'd have to have a police report in order for you to get reimbursed on those
right.
under your homeowner's insurance, and that's going to be subject to your deductible on your policy anyway.
Right.
But there's going to be plenty of coverage. Plenty of coverage.
Plenty of coverage. All right. Very good. On the annual policy, let's look at this scenario. You have is it $3,000 is the base policy?
Yes.
Yeah, $3,000 in coverage.
In trip cancellation coverage.
In trip cancellation. You have 5 trips planned, and you have, on your fourth trip, you have a loss, but the other trips were already, you didn't have any loss.
Right.
You didn't make any claims. You're covered for that full $3,000. It's only what you claim, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it's an annual benefit.
Right.
So let's say.
So it's one benefit. It's a benefit up to $3,000 on multiple trips.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
so.
Cool.
Yeah. So if you take if you paid $10,000 for 5 trips, but you only had a loss of $2,500 on one trip, that's covered.
Yeah, and that's all you'd want anyway. You wouldn't want to insure all 10 of those trips
right.
for $10,000. There's
right.
no way. You'd be
right.
wasting your money.
Right.
In most cases, you know, you have to look at it like any insurance policy. People don't like using them.
Right.
Because if they use them, it's usually ruined their trip.
Yeah.
And on travel insurance, the same way. So if you have, let's say, 4 $3,000 trips booked, and the last trip you have to cancel, we'll give you the $3,000 back. Let's say it's the first trip you have to cancel and you want, we'll give you your $3,000 back. Now you have no insurance coverage left as far as the trip cancellation, but all the other coverage is still in effect.
Ah,
you can always
sure.
buy another policy.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, because if you want it for the trip okay. cancellation. But you're still going to have your Medevac, your medical,
that's
your
still
car
oh,
rental,
okay.
baggage
okay.
loss, everything. Yeah.
All right. Very good.
I make everything you say about that annual policy, it just makes more and more sense to
It's a deal.
No, it's a no-doubter.
Yeah. It's a deal.
All right, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. With that said, we're going to find out what's biting out there. We got our man, the catch reporter, standing by with our fishdope.com report, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Today, that report sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle store, an awesome deli. They offer Mexican and California licenses. Dana does trips, including six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle. They're full of all of the freshwater tackle and great live bait that you need for a day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com for more info. And we got the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Dave.
What a great morning. I'm so happy you talked about those anchovies, Pete, because I am super fired up. When I saw on Fish Dope last night that the Everham brothers have anchovies in both the Mission Bay and the San Diego bait receiver, I was like, oh, my, I wish I was down there right now. I would have a tank of anchovies. I'd be anchored up at green tanks, and I'd be wailing on calicos. You'd be just throwing those anchovies in the water. It makes a whole difference. You braille a scoop of those anchovies, and you just hang on because, man, there is going to be an explosion of fish behind the boat. It's going to be insane. I love anchovies. I used to, when I was running out of Dana Point and they had anchovies in Newport, I'd go up there. If they had anchovies in Oceanside, I'd drive down there. Sometimes we even had anchovies in Dana Point, and then it was like heaven. It changes the whole world. It's cool to throw a big giant sardine out there, but if you can chum with anchovies and throw big bait, dang, you won't believe what it's going to be like to braille some bait on the edges of that kelp in La Jolla or Point Loma right now. It's gonna be a good week with anchovies. I know everybody wants a big sardine, but I want some anchovies to chum with.
Yeah,
that's what I want.
Me too, man. I've seen it. We've both seen what it does, man. It's like I saw the Everham Brothers Facebook post on that they had anchovies. Like, oh man,
it lights up the kelp.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Almost thought, man, I should call Freedom Boat Club and see if I can get a boat go fishing tomorrow while I'm waiting for my dad to get out of the hospital.
Yeah, so but, how's your dad feeling?
You know what? It's the whole world. They're going to do some stuff today. He's going to get on dialysis today, so it's going to change his life. It's going to give him some more time on his life. We're all fired up. I am super excited about the prognosis. It's going
to
be good.
Oh, glad to hear that, buddy.
After turning 87 yesterday, he's still going strong. Happy birthday,
Absolutely.
Don.
Absolutely. He is sharp as the sharpest and the knife you're going to find, I'll tell you that.
No doubt.
And he has very good taste in radio, too. He listens to Let's Talk Hookup every day, right?
Oh, yeah, he's listening right now, probably yelling at me, saying, don't tell him that! Don't tell him that!
Well, again, happy belated, Don.
Yeah, happy belated.
Yeah,
and of course,
thank you, guys.
Fishdope.com, Danny, Jeff, and the boys have all the information. Thanks to Dave and a lot of other people that report to him. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Dave, how do we find you?
Gang, if you want to learn how to fish with those anchovies, if you're like, I don't know how to fish with them, go to my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com. I have over 360 informational videos on how to fish in Southern California. You go to Fish Dope, figure out where to go, and then go to my website, figure out how to do it, and I got you covered.
Hey, so, Dave, on yoursaltwaterguide.com, would you just search fishing anchovies and they'll find the right video?
Absolutely. We got a search page there. Type in anchovy, you'll see that. If you want to see some cool videos with Rockcod, he shows you how to tie all the bitchin' knots to catch those big giant bluefin. And oh my gosh, look at that fish that Roy caught. Now we got to catch a bigger bluefin than that up here.
Could happen, right? All right.
Absolutely. You know it's going to happen. There's going to be a lot of 400-pounders when this thing gets rolling along behind Clemente this year.
I can't wait.
I like it.
Hey, I like the way you think, Dave.
Yeah. I'm going to let somebody else pull him in, though. I'll let Ricky pull him in.
Yeah, exactly. Like Rick.
Deal.
Rick,
deal.
You can pull him in all day.
Deal. Yeah. You got it.
All right, Captain Dave. Thanks a lot for the great report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, you guys. See you next Sunday. Bye.
Thanks, Dave. Right. Great report. That. Hey, I want to remind you, Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks, we talked about it all day yesterday, and you heard why. They are the choice for top anglers. From that Nautilus Light, the standard wire Nautilus, and that new Nautilus HD, now with the squid around, get that Gamakatsu 4 extra strong hook, and like we mentioned yesterday, also a great hook to attach to your Colt Snipers or your Sea Falcon cast style
jigs.
What
size?
I like the 7.0. I mean, you vary it a little bit. Like, if you're talking the smaller Colt Snipers, like 42 grams and 60 grams, maybe even go down to a 5.0 or 6.0. But for a good general, I like that 7.0. It's enough. It's a big enough of a hook that you're going to get a big bite on a bluefin, but it's not so big that it makes the jig look funky.
And you attach it with one of those new Gamakatsu split rings.
Exactly, yeah. Heavy-duty split ring.
Yeah.
Yep, it's a great jig. And just throwing that out there, Gamakatsu is going to be buy three, get one free at our day at the dock sale.
All the hooks?
Next weekend, yeah. All the hooks across the board, no matter what size, style, mix and match, whatever. If you need a pack of giant treble hooks for a yummy flyer, and you need a pack of number 2.0 Nautilus for catching your bluefin, and you need a number 1 live bait Gamakatsu light wire for fishing anchovies, you buy three of those, you're going to get a free pack, mix and match, totally fine. Any brand, any size, any style.
So again, this sale is at Fisherman's Line and Tackle next Saturday and Sunday.
Correct.
It's the Day at the Docks sale, would have been Day at the Docks, but we're going to have to wait till 2022 for Day at the Docks this year. But it's going to be a big sale across the board on Saturday and Sunday.
You got it. Yeah, I mean, there will be some small inclusions just because there's some stuff that, frankly, we don't have. But everything that we do that we have appropriate stock to put on sale,
Reels?
We're going to... Absolutely. I mean, most...
Normally, reels don't discount.
Well, normally, this isn't a normal thing. This is Day at the Docks. We're calling it Sale at the Docks.
Okay.
You know? So during Sale at the Docks, we're going to have some...
Cowstar rods?
We're going to have some great discounts on a lot of the premium tackle that you want. And killer discounts on reels. A lot of them will, in addition to having a discount, will also have free Spectra deals.
Wow.
High discounts on rods, you know, from anywhere from 10 to 20% on most of their rods. It's just going to be a fun day. And Day at the Docks is supposed... It's the same thing as Red Hall. Yes. Yeah, we're going to have buy some, get some freeze. It's just going to be
Toronto flat coat fall jigs?
Buy three, get one free.
Come on!
Including custom rigged with bluefin hooks. I mean, it's just, it's going to be a big deal.
Buy three, get one free on flat falls?
It's going to be
even the custom rig one.
It's going to be a really big sale.
Whoa.
And we're really looking forward to it.
Bob, we better load up.
Yeah. I'm going to.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday only. We would love to do mail order and all those things, but we make a deal with the manufacturers that it is an in-store event only. It's only in the hours that we're open on Saturday and Sunday. We would love to make all the accommodations for our friends that can't make it, but this is the only way that we get to do this sale is by assuring them that it's a one weekend only while we're there, Saturday, Sunday, period.
All right. Very good. Well, let's jump into those jam-packed phones. They want to talk travel insurance with Bob.
All right. Let's do this and talk to Mark. Mark's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you gentlemen doing today?
Good.
Hey, Bob, I got a question for you. What if do you have, like, group plans, like my whole family could get on one plan for, like, a year?
Well, no, not for a family, unless you have a family of 10 or more. We do have group plans available, but they're not for what you're looking for. If it's going to be, like, a one trip, I would, you know, just book everybody on that one trip. I mean, I can email you the quotes. Now, you can take a look over the benefits and the cost and see what makes the most sense to you. But, yeah, I would recommend that. You can reach me at 619-990-3068.
There again seems to be the thing is because you're going to figure out what's the lesser cost going to be involved for Mark, you know, whether it be buying, you know, an annual plan for he and his wife, or it's going to be better to buy a trip plan for he, his wife, his kids. You know, you're just going to figure out dollar amount and whatever's going to be the lesser and better benefit for Mark. You're going to go that route.
Yeah, because we're going to get the quote right on a computer. Mm-hmm. We can email it right over to Mark, and he can see what the benefits and the cost is and see if it makes sense. And if it does, he can actually buy it right from the quote that we send or call me back.
That's all right. Cool. Great. What about boat insurance? Same kind of deal, right? You guys cover boats.
Yeah, you know, mostly we do commercial, as you know.
Yeah, commercial.
You know, commercial,
boats.
Mostly sport fishers and such. But, yes, we do yachts and private boats as well. It's just that the market, the boating industry market has been really, really tough
in the last
12 months because, you know, so many hurricanes on the East Coast has caused a lot of these carriers to go, look, we're not writing boats anymore. We don't want that business.
Yeah. Really?
You know, so a lot of them dropped out.
It's been tough.
Yeah, one of the things, you take a look at, like, Lloyd's of London, right? They're not an insurance company. They're a syndicate of insurance companies.
Uh-huh.
So they used to have, just in their Ocean Marine division, 145 underwriters for Ocean Marine vessels. Now they got five.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, please. I was going to say, a lot of smaller commercial charter operations seem to be popping up. That's a lot more in vogue, you know, the smaller six-packs and smaller four-packs on commercial insurance. Are those guys that are potential customers of yours?
Oh, yeah,
or are you
sure.
more focused on the big long-range style guys?
No, we do any of the commercial boats, whether they be lobster vessels or whatever. Okay. Yeah, we can quote them all.
But if a guy's a four-pack Parker, you can do that too.
Yeah, we do four-packs, six-packs, 12-packs. Yeah. Long-range boats.
And they also do older boats. I have a boat that's 41 years old, and it's tough to find insurance for those.
Oh, man, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
And Bob's worked really hard to find insurance for field research, I can tell you. So.
Which makes so no sense, because that 41-year-old boat is more sound than a lot of boats that kicked off the line 5 years ago.
That's for sure.
Some of them, we'll take the San Diego. You're giving the free trip.
Yeah.
That thing's solid mahogany.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing is an anvil. You're not going to hurt that boat.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's a good description.
Hey, Billy Kay has a thanks a lot for the call, Mark. Billy Kay is says he's driving to Bay of L.A. and has an accident. Is your car covered, and would you be medevaced back to the USA if you had an animal policy?
Well, number one, the car is not covered. You have to have Mexican insurance for that. And number two, we would medevac you back after you're released from the hospital. It depends upon your injuries. A lot of people think, hey, I'm just automatically going to go back to the United States. Well, it doesn't work that way. You have to be medically discharged from the hospital. And I think most people know this. A hospital can't make you stay there. If you don't want to stay there, you can leave anytime you want. But, yeah, your medevac can be covered up to, let's say you had an annual plan, $100,000.
Okay. But the Mexican doctor would need to release you from the hospital down there.
He doesn't have to. You can say, I'm leaving whether you release me or not, and they'll let you go. But you probably don't want to do that.
Okay.
You know, if you're going to try to outguess a doctor, then you're probably in the wrong
They business. Want to basically stabilize you enough that you can be medevaced.
Exactly.
That's the idea.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's the idea. And that's what the claims department, we have a regular medical team that I deal with.
That'll work with.
They'll work
the
with
hospital
the doctors
in those other countries,
right? Okay. You know, because we're going to want to get those reports anyway for the claim. We have to have paperwork to substantiate it.
Right. Okay.
What about the I mean, remember there was talk of this on trips or in times you were on here previous. What about the location of where you're flown back to? Is it just closest medical care, or is it
hospital of choice in almost all cases?
Okay.
Hospital of choice.
Your home hospital.
Yeah, you want to go to your home hospital? Yeah, that can be done. The only thing...
I just mean in like Billy's case, he's talking about being in Bay of L.A. Medevac could mean flying you to a hospital in Cabo, but you could say, no, I want to go home.
Hospital of choice.
Yeah, got it. Yeah,
okay, hospital of choice.
Get me back home to the USA. I want to go to a hospital there.
Right, yeah. You know, and we want him to be released by the doctor. We don't try to want the patient to outguess the doctor. That's pretty
understood.
Crazy.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
But like in the case of Avala, there's no hospitals down there. It's
right.
Like there's maybe a doctor locally, but that's it. So it would be kind of an automatic thing.
Yeah. In that case, it would.
Get my butt across the line.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
That sounds great. Well, they're packed up. This time we're going to talk to John. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, John. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Great show as always. Hey, Pete, I got a question for you. So I took advantage last week with the kid DeRallo and bought four tickets, got two free. Do you know if he's still got any available? Would you happen to have the phone number again?
Sold them out yesterday. There were just 18 left when Mike came on the air yesterday, and they were sold out within half an hour of when we made that announcement. So, yeah, they're all gone. The drawing's going to start next week, I believe, he said. And so stand by. You may be contacted and win a great and grin the rod of your choice, or maybe that four-day trip on the Polaris Supreme. And thanks for Captain Rollo.
John,
too.
I know John is a big Rollo supporter. He comes to the shop quite a bit. Donate and Tackle buys a lot of tickets. So, yeah, good job. And again, I mean, it doesn't need to be said, but it is the truth. Like, the beauty of that whole thing is not in winning those custom rods. It's that you're sending kids fishing. And I know that you've sent a bunch of kids fishing, John, and very generous with your donations.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
All right. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more fishing information, a lot more of your phone calls. We've got some great tech coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
Hey, it's time to talk about great fishing at a great spot. Point Loma Seafood's right next to San Diego Landings in Point Loma. You were just there.
I ate there for lunch yesterday, as I do every week. You never get skunked at Point Loma Seafood's.
No, I was there too, bought some fresh, those giant shrimp that they have. Are those the best or what? I mean, they're, you know, not farm-raised. No way. Not, it's the real deal. Wild-caught shrimp, and they're the best. Everything, their whole case, beautiful, beautiful case of fresh fish, smoked fish. The smoked fish, people drool. Do you ever notice the spots of people drooling on the smoked fish?
Yeah, so it's on the outside they got to clean the case, not the inside that holds all the fish.
Oh, yeah.
I went old school and got a squid sandwich yesterday, and I reminded myself why that is everybody's favorite. That place is so good. There's just everything they do at Point Loma Seafoods, it's right. It's fresh, it's cooked in the back. You know, you can't walk into a market that sells nothing but fish and have it smell like fish. You know, that Point Loma Seafoods is clean and they got the best stuff around.
The freshest thing in town, Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Hey, this is Rosie with Sado Sport Fishing, and now also La Bacana Sport Fishing. From world-class yellowtail and calicos at Sado's to grouper and estuary fishing at La Bacana. Our Sado's Lodge is nestled on the cliff's edge, and the bungalows at La Bacana are within steps to the Pacific Ocean. Both trips depart through the CBX in San Diego, and the flights are direct. Two awesome destinations with the same great service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking travel. We are so ready to break out of this whatever COVID time, and it's time to go fishing and stretch our legs and go somewhere. We're out of here.
Yeah, we're out of here.
Yeah, you're out of here after the show.
Yeah, I'm going up. I actually might need my travel insurance on this trip because I'm going with Harold Davis and Mike Lum up to Pyramid Lake, meeting them up in Reno, and then we're driving up and going to fish Pyramid Lake on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And so I have a fresh report, hopefully with some big 10-pounders, those little hot and cut throat trout. And then you're out of here too, right?
On, yeah, Palmas de Cortez. We leave on Thursday. Dal and I are flying down for Neil's big wedding and going to have a great time in Mexico. And
wow.
Two opposite things. I'm worried that you might freeze to death, and I'm worried that, you know,
I might
catch a Hector Margarita and get a coma in the pool. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
But, you know, we will be back next. Ricky won't be, but Corey will be here with me next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, we have Rosie and Jeff from Cedros and La Bocana Sport Fishing. And then next Sunday, Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute. So a couple of great shows next Saturday and Sunday. So you want to be sure to tune in to the Mighty 1090 for that.
No doubt about it. Well, the phones are packed. Everybody's dying to talk to Bob. So let's jump back into him and talk to Sam, who's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Sam. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning. Hey, I've been on a couple of trips where guys had, like, heart conditions, and they were fighting fish, and then they started having heart attacks, so they got medevac. Well, one guy forgot his nitroglycerin. Would that be, like, a pre-existing condition? Would you have to pay to get medevaced out, or how does that work?
Well, if he has a travel insurance, it would not be a pre-existing condition. If he hasn't seen a doctor for it or changed the medication for it with some plans, with a look-back period of 90 days, some with 180 days. So it really depends on, you know, not everybody has a pre-existing condition. He could have just had a heart attack or a stroke or appendicitis or who knows what while he's on the trip. That's a brand new condition.
That's a good call.
I got you.
But again, if you buy the annual policy, you're covered on the pre-existing condition.
Yeah, as long as you bought it within 14 days of your initial trip deposit or anything during the year that you put a deposit on, it's automatically covered because you didn't have a deposit on it previously.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Very good.
That's a good call.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
I'm not saying this one's going to stump, Bob, but it is a question and a really good one. This is from Larry Morris. Question, you're going on a 15-day long-range trip, 4 days out, and you get sick and can't fish for 7 days. Then start feeling better. Now for those 7 days of being sick, are you eligible for any sort of reimbursement with a doctor's report?
Yeah, because there is trip interruption coverage as well. Typically, if you're going to lose 50% or more of your trip, then that's going to be reimbursable. And some of the plans pay 150% of each day lost. Some will only pay 100% of each day of fishing lost. We typically will get a letter from either the charter master or the captain of the boat stating that, you weren't fishing for 14 days.
Larry was all good. He got on the boat. He caught a bug. It took him down for 3 or 4 days. You get some sort of, proof from whoever that may be, and away you go. You got your claim, and you're back at it.
Yeah, and hopefully it's not bad enough. We have to medevac him off the boat. You know, he can always finish fishing that way.
There you go.
Always better awesome. If you don't have a claim.
That's he's unstumpable.
So he is unstumpable, yeah. Mike Lum with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, friends of Rollo, just updated. I was incorrect.
Oh,
they started the drawing yesterday, so they...
Okay.
They sold out, so by golly, let's get this thing rolling because all 200 tickets are rolling. So congratulations to Tony Rosales. He was the first rod winner, and then the trip, actually the 4-day trip, was awarded to Tony Rosales.
Wow,
and
Tony.
Then the first rod winner is Michael Halbeck. So congratulations to the two of them. The next rod drawing will be next Saturday.
Okay.
So it'll be a week away. But every Saturday after that, they're going to be drawing for the rods and the prizes. So thanks for the update, Mike. Appreciate that very much. Hope you're on your way.
That's cool.
All right.
Well, the phones are still, again, just packed up solid. Steve in Fallbrook is up next with us here on Let's Talk Cookup. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, everybody. Well, the previous caller kind of touched on my question, and that was along the lines of a proration. Specifically, I'm going to be going down on a Tony Reyes in August, and 280-some-odd miles, whatever. Is this coverage, is this porthole to porthole? Let's say I have a problem or, God forbid, get in an accident, say, on my way to San Felipe. Is that covered? That was one of my questions. And the other question, and I think you answered it, is if something happens on the boat, either on the first day or the last day of the boat, right, how's that prorated?
Well, typically on the trip interruption coverage, and not all policies are the same. You know, we're looking at 122 different policies with 6 different carriers, so there's going to be some variance. But typically, if you lose 50% or more of your fishing trip, whether it be due to inclement weather or you're sick or whatever it might be, those are covered events under the 28 reasons for the trip cancellation. So, yeah, so that would be covered. And your what was your second question again?
Well, my second question was if some, you know, is it porthole to porthole? Let's say I'm 50 miles from home, but on my way to San Felipe, I have an accident or get sick
you're
or
going to
whatever.
Your trip that's more than 100 miles
but
from
you're
home.
Less than 100 miles from home
when the accident happens.
Correct.
Yeah, you have to be 100 miles from home, but if from your home to you're saying from your home you're 50 miles away and then you have an accident, are you covered?
Yeah, he's going to a destination that's more than 100 miles. So his trip is in San Felipe,
correct,
which is beyond his 100 miles. But on his, you know, on
his
way, drive there, mm-hmm, if something were to happen at 99 miles.
We're thinking we're going to cover that at the 50-mile mark because you're on your way to a trip that's more than 100 miles from home.
Gotcha.
It just happened on the way.
All right, very good. Hey, good question, though. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Bob in Huntington Beach, it says, there's no contact information for Bob. People, I mean, I know there's a lot of people listening. They want to go to the website or they contact. How do they contact you, Bob, at Dawson Insurance Services?
Oh, two ways. You can email me at info@drinsure.com. It looks like info@drinsure.com. Or you can call me direct at area code 619-990-3068.
Is that information on your website?
Yeah, if you go to DR Insurance or Dawson and Associates Insurance. Awesome.
Yeah.
It'll come up. If you go, most of the long-range boats, we're on that with the trip cancellation.
Right.
It has a lot of information and the contact information for us as
well.
And
we have it on our website, too.
Yeah.
So it's on our trips page, or excuse me, on our links page. So you'll be able to see that.
Well, this is a text that's from Greg in Carpinteria. However, I still think it might be my wife, Dallas, that's just disguising her name.
Ah!
The text from Greg is there a pet policy available? We want to bring along our 2-year-old Labrador Retriever on our next trip down to Cabo.
You know, there is, with one of the companies, they have a pet pack. And, you know, I would have to, because I can't remember all the details on 122 policies, I'd probably have to look that up. I'd recommend that you either email or contact me. I'd be happy to send over the information on that. I can email it to you. It'll show you what the coverages are, what the pet pack includes. And that way you can feel like, hey, you got to take your family member with you because as far as I'm concerned, pets are family members.
Yes.
There it is.
For sure.
All right,
let's go and jump back on the phone.
You got it, buddy. Brian in San Diego is up next. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for hanging in with us.
Good morning, guys. Great show as usual.
Thanks,
I have an insurance-related question. Typical with homeowners and car insurance policies is if you make a certain amount of claims, your rates can be affected. You could be canceled, non-renewed. With the travel policies, and if you make claims, could they affect your homeowners and car insurance and vice versa when you want to get a policy?
Yeah, so, yeah, the way companies, because we handle homeowners, autos, umbrella policies, workers, you name it. We handle many different lines of insurance. But, yes, the way the homeowners and auto policies work is they underwrite your policy every year at renewal. They'll probably run a motor vehicle report, see if there's any major violations on it. They'll already have your information on any other tickets or accidents that you may have. In regards to homes, those are getting tougher every year in the state of California because of hundreds of billions of dollars in fire losses. So, yeah, those can be affected. But in regard to a travel insurance policy, I've had clients make many claims on travel insurance policy. Nobody's ever been denied to buy another policy.
Wow. Okay. Good information. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Heather and Paul from San Diego sent an interesting question here. Now that I have an insurance, she says, I have an insurance question. We have a June fishing trip planned, one to Loretto, one to Alaska, two different trips.
Right.
And same travel insurance for both?
Well, probably, and you know, it's hard to say whether you bring in your family or.
So basically, she's saying, is there specific insurance for a trip to Mexico and a specific insurance for a trip to Alaska?
No, they're all.
It doesn't matter where you're
coverage.
Going. You could go to Zimbabwe, and it would be covered.
And
right?
And I've got people there now.
Yeah. Okay.
But that yearly plan would cover her both directions: different country, same country, Alaska, north, south, whatever. One yearly plan will cover both trips.
You bet.
And
yeah, and it may be better, you know, in this particular case. I'll just have to take a look at it to see what's going to be the best price.
Right.
How many trips do they make a year? Maybe these two trips because they're young and they're bringing children, and those children are 17 or under, I can get those covered for free. I may suggest
on individual policies.
Yeah. Let's just look at this
right.
one. But here's the information on the annual plan if you want to look at that one.
Sure.
I like to leave it up to the client to make the decision. I'd be more than happy to make the recommendations.
Okay. And the best thing to do is just call you.
Yeah, I would say call me. That would
or
probably
email
be the
you.
Best. Email is good, too, but yeah. If you call me, and if I'm not on the other line, but I'll call you back.
Yeah, give the information again on the phone and the email.
Yeah, so phone number.
I know I'm going to get flooded.
Yeah. Totally.
So area code 619-990-3068, and email is info at dr, like doctor, then the word insure, insure.com.
Okay.
You are so right. I'm putting that phone into my, because I will, the last time Bob was on, I probably got 20 phone calls on, hey, what was that guy's number again?
Number?
Hey,
yeah.
Tell me that guy with the cheap trip insurance.
Yeah.
I need to, I'm plugging it in. All right, well, the phones are still jumped back full. Let's talk to Matt. Matt's called us from Montclair this morning. Hi, Matt. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. I've got an insurance question. Is there a family plan for the wife and kids and myself, like a package plan?
Well, there's a package plan, but it would be a one trip plan. You know, we'll quote it with you, your wife, and all your children on it. The only thing we're going to need is the birth dates and the address for the zip code, things like that, and be happy to mail it over to you.
It's not a group. It's not an annual policy. It's an individual trip policy cover the kids.
Yeah, you're doing a whole family. I'm going to say probably an individual
much
plan.
Much better going.
Yeah, I think it's going to be less expensive. You don't want to pay $275 a person.
And the trips and the kids are included.
Yeah.
Under 17 years.
17 or less, for every paying adult, they're free.
They're free. Okay.
Same coverage the adults have.
Yeah. How many kids per adult?
Well, one free child, 17 and under, per adult.
Mm-hmm. So if you have three children and you have two adults, you're going to have buy a policy for the third child.
Right. And it's going to be inexpensive because, we're talking children here. We're not talking adults.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, you said with age the policy price drops pretty
considerably.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sure.
All right.
That's
thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Yeah, totally. All right. Next up, we're going to talk to Jay. Jay's calling from Chula Vista. Good morning, Jay. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. So I'm renting a little condo in Chula Vista. I don't have a policy on my fishing gear, but let's say I have a garage. The full quiver of Palicas, Trinidads, and custom rods. Is there a policy, or how can I prove what I paid to get that gear covered in case something happens in the condo?
Well, okay, so you do not have you're renting a condo, but do not have renter's insurance, correct?
I don't think I have my gear specifically covered on there, so I don't know if there's something I
could do. It doesn't necessarily need to be specifically covered.
If you have renter's insurance.
Yeah, if you have renter's insurance, here's the way it works. Let me just give you an example, and let's just make numbers easy here. Let's say you have a $10,000 annual renter's insurance plan, and they're typically going to come with 75% contents coverage. You're going to have $7,500 on contents on that $10,000 plan. And so if you had a loss, they'll cover up to that $7,500 minus your deductible. Typically on condos, it's $500 or $1,000 deductible. You can always schedule your rods and reels to be covered, but you're probably looking at about, $15 to $20 per thousand if you do that. But now it has a no deductible and it's covered for anything that happens to it.
Okay. And you want to take pictures, right?
Well, it's always good to have some proof. Nobody has receipts. You have reels that are 30 years old.
Right.
You're just going to have to take my word for it.
Yeah. All right. Good question. Thanks a lot for the call.
We have a lot of people that have insurance claims that come through the shop and have us, on letterhead, prepare some sort of thing. This is all the gear they have. This is the replacement value, things like that. And every insurance company is different how they deal with it, but it's not too uncommon of a thing for us to prepare things like that for guys.
Prepare that for mm-hmm. So you can do that kind of stuff.
Yep, totally.
Yeah.
How about we jump back into the phones, talk to another Brian. This one's calling from San Diego. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Actually, looks like we might have lost Brian. So how about Chuck from Dana Point up on the show next? Hi, Chuck.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Hey, say we're on a trip and we're out of helicopter range. Somebody gets really sick and they have to come back in, and you lose a day out of 3 days or 4 days. Is that covered? And two, since we have anchovies, now Pete will be with me on this one, do you have any albacore insurance?
Yeah,
especially albacore life insurance.
Yeah, life insurance. So, what about that question, Bob, on the insurance?
Okay, so you're on a 4 day trip and you lose 1 day.
You get evac'd out.
You didn't get evac'd out because he said he's at a helicopter range.
Oh,
most helicopters. Or unless it's a U.S. Coast Guard or a Navy, they've got some that'll go forever for everywhere.
Yeah.
But most of them are 3 to 350 mile round trip range from where they launch. Mm-hmm. So it depends on how far you're out. The boat may have to come in closer just to be able to get within range to come out and pick you up by helicopter.
So does he get reimbursed for the 2 days he didn't get the fish?
Well, the guy insured would be. Sick. We don't insure anybody else on the boat except our client.
That client. But he would be, covered, reimbursed for that portion of that,
trip interruption.
That he, even though he's still on the boat, he's not able to fish because he's sick.
Yeah, we just need a letter from the captain, sign it. Hey, so-and-so couldn't fish. He had appendicitis or didn't feel good, didn't get out of his bunk. You know, they need some kind of a proof. And then when you get back, you're going to probably see your doctor anyway, something like that. So
Yeah, another doctor's report as well. So, that's where the trip interruption insurance comes in.
Yeah, and that's part of the policy.
It's all part of that policy.
It's pretty comprehensive policy.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right.
Great. Yeah, another great question, and that's official. We have not stumped him yet.
Not yet.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guys got or gals going fishing on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. We're giving away a trip when we return. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out Islander-Charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit Islander-Charters.com for all the details.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time. The big winner going fishing on the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing, Tom in University City. Tom, congratulations. You are going to love fishing with Captain Brawl and Captain Bastion.
Yeah, going to be fun and go catch some yellowtail.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Bob Dawson, you're amazing. Yeah, Dawson Insurance. Man, did we wear you out with questions?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what you do every day. So if people have questions about travel insurance, their travel needs, their insurance needs, that's what you do, right?
Yeah. There's five of us in the office.
Yeah.
We have some people that specialize in commercials. Some people specialize in personal lines insurance. Some of us specialize in travel insurance. But one way or the other, if you can't get me, I always leave on my message, hey, call back at this extension, you know, for travel insurance, and we'll probably be able to answer your questions.
Yeah.
At least email off a quote to you, and, you know, if my staff doesn't know the questions right off the top of their head, we'll get the answer for you.
Yeah, and if you want that annual policy, same thing. Whether you want individual trip policy, annual policy,
Yeah, any of them with 122 companies we've got and all these different carriers.
That's what you do. That's what you specialize in.
Yeah, we really specialize in commercial insurance. We have several thousand clients insured, but we offer the travel insurance because it's such a great value, and especially because we insure so many of the boat owners.
Right.
They want these passengers to have that coverage.
Right, right. Now, if you go on the Royal Star or the Royal Polaris and you buy the policy that they offer, that's through you, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a good policy. All the long range boats offer your policy.
Yeah, and here's another great benefit. You get a 10-day free look period on any policy that you purchase, as long as your trip hasn't started and you haven't used the insurance coverage. But if you change your mind and go, yeah, I think I changed my mind, I don't want to spend $150. We'll give you 100% refund.
Okay.
First 10 days free.
Just to make sure, I'm going fishing on the Royal Star. We're going to Guadalupe, which is more than 100 miles from home, but Royal Star Sport Fishing is in San Diego, less than 100 miles from my house. Am I still covered?
Yeah, you're still covered. Okay. Yeah, you're going to Guadalupe, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Been there many times.
That's where we're going. I just want to make sure that their base location doesn't have anything to do with where we're our 100-mile distance.
No,
cool.
We're good.
All right.
I like it.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, Bob. Again, contact information.
Yeah, area code 619-990-3068. That's my direct line cell. Or info@dr, like doctor, then the word insure, insure.com.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Great show.
Thank you
this
out there.
Awesome.
Appreciate that. Thanks to Christian for manning the board and manning the phones and all that good stuff. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We're going to be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Rosie and Jeff from Cedros and La Bocana Sport Fishing. And then next Sunday, Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute. I'll bet we're going to get a lot of good reports. Rick, have a great time at Palm Take Cortez. Corey will be with me next Saturday and Sunday, and I hope you do too. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.